In the darkness of the night, temperatures drop as your fear rises. The sounds of the unknown only grow louder and closer, and you feel your demise is at hand. You stop and turn and see the harmless dancing shadows in your wake. You let out a shaky breath, almost a laugh. It must have been your imagination. Suddenly you feel a cold wind whip around you, and the shadows whisper, "Phantasmagoria."
You both are cops right now. I want you to think, I'm a cop. Someone has committed a crime.
You're a cop.
I'm also a cop. I'm the third cop sitting in the car watching you two figure out this problem that I couldn't figure out.
The rookie, the ride along.
I arrest you.
Okay, I'm already in the car.
You
I'm
can't just do that, car. Sam.
It's spite.
Well, then you're going to jail. That's how the law works. You can't unlawfully arrest someone.
You didn't say where we were cops.
Is this the
question? Okay, okay. All right. This isn't the question. The question is, someone has committed a crime. You go to handcuff him. You two, buddies in crime.
Okay, I've got you in cuffs.
Not me. A third party. A fourth party.
We go to arrest someone.
He has one arm. And you have to handcuff him and put him in your car. What do you do?
I handcuff him to you.
I'm in the car. I'm not part of this. I'm the chief back at headquarters. You've radioed me and said, Chief Houston.
I would never work for you.
This man has one arm. We don't know how to handcuff him and put him in the car.
I say, yeah, it's called Ben. Okay. Crouch. Don't crouch. And then I handcuff your wrist to your ankle.
That's actually what I was about to say.
That's a real answer. Okay. Asked and answered, I
guess. That's the only answer.
That's a better handcuffing.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that was good.
A limb cuffing. Limb cuff this man.
Hog tie this man.
How?
Here's what I do. But then I pull out my lasso instead.
You'd have to carry him to the cop car after that, right? Or could he hobble?
No, he can hobble.
He can, yeah.
You'd probably have to help him balance.
It's his fault for committing a crime with one arm.
I feel like cops have to...
And he's got to pay the consequences.
I have to carry the people to the car half the time anyway.
Yeah, yeah. They have to probably drag them a little bit.
One arm under each old armo. And
yeah, but how often do you think people are trying to break free and skedaddle?
I don't know that they're necessarily skedaddling, but they're just
frustrated.
If you want me in the car, you can put me in the car.
Or check this out. So you wrap their arm around their back and then...
handcuff
them to their belt loop.
Oh.
What if you wrap their arm...
Could they get out of that? I don't think they could.
No, I've got it.
They couldn't.
You wrap their arm all the way around the front and around the back.
They just rip it.
Right? And then you handcuff their bicep to their wrist.
Just immobilize their arm.
What?
Right. Which is all you're trying to do. It's all handcuffs do.
Oh, you're right.
So in Sam's solution, handcuffing a guy with one arm actually takes two pairs of handcuffs.
Like right here? Like this? Behind your back?
You wrap her all the way around.
You wrap it all the way around and then
your forearm to the bicep.
Goes to your wrist, which is going to be on the front of your body now.
No, he's got a good
wrist?
One.
Yeah.
Sam, you're not handcuffing freaking Gumby.
I mean, you could be. He didn't specify who it was.
On the loose.
It's Pokey.
Create a fantasy right scenario. Man.
You've arrested Mr. Fantastic
There's two men.
For being a traitor.
There's two men. Both have one arm, one pair of handcuffs. Go.
I think you just pull out the rope and just tie his arm to his body.
So you'd have to know knots to arrest this man.
Some bubble wrap.
Why?
You don't want him to fall over.
This is about immobility.
Because
of arm.
Yeah.
You don't want him grabbing or
bubble wrap. Just implies comfort and protection.
That's fine.
Hey, I would like to be comfortable while being arrested. And, I don't know about you.
Protective. Yeah. Well, guess what? I'm the cop, and I don't care.
You don't want me to be comfortable while being arrested? I'm a man of hard on my luck, and I need
the law.
I need comfort and
Houston,
compassion.
I'll put you in some bubble.
You want to wrap me up like a burrito and put me in that? I will willingly go. Wrap me up like a burrito and pop me in there.
Houston, no as a guarantee. Cop, just drives around with a freaking recliner in his trunk.
No guarantee. He's like,
you're under
you
arrest. Have a seat.
Sam gently sets me in, kisses me on the forehead. You comfy in there? I'm like, I'm a little sushi. I'm snug as a bug.
After we've got you snug as a bug, though, it doesn't matter how harsh we are with you. I mean, there's
you
no
might
harm.
Convert me from my
no
crimes.
Harm will befall you.
Yeah,
we could throw you in from 15 feet away from the car.
You could,
and you land in there snug as a bug. You might pop one or two of those little bubbles, but that would be a-okay.
That's a small price to
That's
pay.
That's a small price to pay for your comfort.
Welcome to Phantasmagoria. I think that was a good one. I think that was the best one we've had in a minute.
The show that's like exorcism for your ears.
Ew.
Why?
More like ASMR for your ears. I was
same thing.
That's yeah.
Same thing. That's why I did that.
We have talked about in one of our duo episodes. I know you didn't listen to it. We talked about a lady who did exorcisms via ASMR videos.
What if we change our little tag? It's like ASMR for your ears.
We could.
That is redundant.
For your
ASMR is already for your ears.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Yeah. Well, then they know. Well, some
Phantasmagoria to your soul is like ASMR to your ears.
Okay. See, but the problem is some people associate ASMR with less than family oriented activities, I would say. And okay. I don't know if we want that kind of energy with our tagline on our podcast. We could. Yeah. I'm kind of down. In fact, I might be more for it now. But I mean, I just want to make sure you guys have all the facts before we throw that out there. Do you have a story, Kevin?
I'm starting. And this story is titled... Oh my gosh, I've lost the title.
Here come the Gigglies.
I know, for real. Can wait?
He's a giggly
real.
Boy.
No, I think I can get through
this. You can get
this
to one.
Jet engine outside my window and torches at the swamp.
Are there any... Oh, no. Oh, there's man. No grass fields, just a swamp.
Well, this is improbable and bizarre,
what?
So therefore it has no humor to Kevin.
Well, the grass fields were very funny last time.
Kevin can't walk through Walmart without just cracking up, just through the halls, through the aisles. He can't.
It's the mundane that really strikes Kevin.
It's the irony.
Okay. I don't know if I can get through this. This has been bugging me ever since it happened. Backstory of my parents' house. We live in southern New Hampshire, about 100 yards up the hill from a huge swamp. When I was about 13, 14 years old, I was awoken in the middle of the night to what sounded like a literal jet engine outside my windows. I slept on the second floor of my parents' house, so whatever made the noise was clearly airborne or very tall. It honestly scared the crap out of me, so I was too afraid to open the drapes to my window. The sound continued to get louder and louder until there were flashing lights outside the window. The following morning, I went downstairs and asked my family members
it's
if they
UFO.
Heard anything, and they all said no.
Too easy. That's too so, easy.
Houston, sometimes the easiest answer is the correct
sometimes,
answer.
Sometimes, not on Phantasmagoria. Yeah. Not here. Okay. Not where people come for the unexplained. You don't think this person has already thought maybe it was a UFO? Of course they've already thought that, but they don't know, and we're going to give them the truth.
I'm here to give them the truth. They don't know, which is why they've come here, which is why they've written it on the old internet.
Fast
forward. And I'm here to say, your suspicions are correct. It was a UFO.
Well, let me disprove. Let me disprove that immediately. If it's a jet engine, if it was an actual jet engine, like a UFO would be, you're right, the whole family would have heard it.
They would have.
Absolutely.
Aliens don't have any technology that we
don't. Well, why would it affect one person over the family?
Heard.
You think they couldn't do that?
All.
Yes.
You think they couldn't select one person in a building and have them experience things
the
that
details.
Other people didn't experience?
I don't think they'd go through the effort.
They can mind control. They can do anything with your brain.
Nope.
We have no idea what they can do with our brain.
That's science fiction.
And
you're talking to alien expert Houston
he
Tanner.
He is no expert. I'm here to tell you. He is no expert.
Give me your sweet details, Kevin.
To this past year when my parents and brothers have on multiple occasions seen torches far down in the swamp, all moving in a line at a steady pace. There are old rusty pieces of machinery down at the swamp that aren't particularly recognizable as belonging to any sort of automated tool. I'm not sure if these instances are connected or not, but it still gives me the goosebumps every time I think about it.
I've got it.
The last time my family saw the torches was last summer, so maybe they will make another visit this summer. I'm not the best at writing down the story, so I'd be happy to reply to any questions to clarify this further. Sam, I heard you say, I've just got it.
I would like to introduce an idea.
Okay.
My first thought was the Iron Giant.
Okay.
We have large pieces of metal machinery. That could have
come to life. So you think the cartoon robot has jumped out of Steven Spielberg's hit film and into this man's swamp?
See, maybe not the Iron Giant.
Did Spielberg do the Iron Giant?
I'm like pretty sure. I could be really, really wrong.
Pretty sure, bro.
Oh. Well, then.
If I'm wrong and someone's like, ha, got him, I don't care. So it's fine.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Savagery.
So I'm thinking that maybe not the Iron Giant, but maybe there's some force that has brought these machineries to life. Maybe brought them together to make one mega machine. Mega Sheen.
I did think about...
That was bad.
As far as the whining, the jet engine. I know I've read a lot. Like, so I've got family that watch like a lot of those like River People type shows, Duck Dynasty, all that stuff. The boats with the big fans on them that zoom through the swamp while they're hunting gators.
That's an airboat.
Is it that what it's called?
I believe so, right?
Sam's
been on one in the past 12 months.
Really?
Have I?
What?
Have you not?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you didn't. You went to Florida and you didn't...
Don't point at me.
You didn't go for alligators.
He's aggressively pointing at me.
Yeah, it's because he's dumb.
I wouldn't be shocked if those things can get dang loud. If question asker is new to the area and they're right on the bayou and a boat, a fan boat, a jet engine boat
at
came...
At 2 a.m?
Houston.
I don't know. Maybe that's when the gators come out. Have you ever hunted gators?
This is less realistic than aliens.
What? I guarantee they have spotlights on those things and they'd be out night hunting.
You're comparing an airboat to a jet engine.
I'm not saying that it's like one for one.
The man heard a jet engine outside his house and you're suggesting it was an airboat.
I'm saying this guy lives in the swamp, heard a large whining noise, and I'm trying to come up with an explanation.
Oh, it was
not familiar with
it. It was a jet engine.
If they're not familiar with it, I don't think that's a wild leap to be like, it was dead quiet, and then I heard a big machinery whining sound. And something zoomed by, and now I don't hear anything.
Can we stop saying whining?
You remember that part where Iron Giant flies around in the sky?
I do.
Yeah, me too.
Is that it?
Me
That's all
too.
You wanted to share?
I think you can piece the rest of it together.
Okay.
It's a game, Houston. And we're playing it already.
Sam's three steps ahead.
I was going to say, okay, here's my idea. I haven't even told you my idea yet.
Okay, lay it on me.
Okay?
If it's
so
dumb,
he sees these people walking around with torches.
They're river people.
Yeah, they're tribal, like, freaky, like, they'll eat you people.
Cannibals is the word you're looking for.
Well, yeah, but...
And then they climb...
I try to avoid that
eat you
word.
People? You know what I'm talking about?
I try to avoid people. That.
And then they climb into their jet.
And they eat you.
Their airplane.
No, they don't.
Fly
no.
away.
Wrong! Okay, these
to the stars.
This tribe is from ancient descent.
We're not asking
been,
for your,
we all,
we're not asking
been,
for your Hollywood pitch. What happened here, Kevin? I don't want the movie. What
you
happened?
You have to understand the background.
And you know this how? How do you know this? I've let
this
him. I've let you get
it's
away with this.
I'm with Kevin
for far too
I'm
long.
I'm with Kevin.
Kevin writes a script for every question we get, and there's no basis.
Evan just wants to
Kevin.
Hear a big machine is what it was.
I want to no. figure out what happened.
Let me
happened.
Tell you why and
no,
what.
He didn't want to
tell
do that,
me.
Kevin.
And
tell
how.
He shot me down.
Tell
so they
me.
Were they
tell me.
Way back. I'm talking like centuries back.
Mm-hmm.
They were into the worship of whatever's out there. And... gradually
it involves what Kevin
it's the mix of creativity with the lack of creativity they worship
words.
They
if
worship
I knew
something
you're asking me a question that can only be answered if I was part of that tribe which I have never
okay,
been
continue
you, I can't say
makes,
I never
will work
be
itself out
but
keep going
okay they walk around with their torches ritual this is a ritual that they're doing
right
and And the aliens.
I like the where aliens he's going.
Are like, these are our subjects. Oh, these are our little dudes that worship us. And this is the ritual that says we need alien help.
Oh my gosh.
And here they come in their jet engine sounding spaceship. And so obvious that they would make it sound like a jet engine so that people would think that must be a jet engine instead of a freaking spaceship.
Oh my gosh, that sounds like one of those wind boats.
I dropped my phone.
That's a wind boat. And then Houston just goes back to bed.
Whoa, someone must be going off some gnarly jumps in an airboat.
You know, if we weren't by the bayou.
You don't take an airboat off jumps.
If we weren't by the bayou.
You do if you fly past somebody's house window.
If we weren't by the bayou.
He didn't say where he heard the noise. He just said
he said it was right outside.
Yes. Not necessarily like in the sky, just a jet engine-like noise outside of his home.
Do you think that this kid lives right on the freaking river?
I don't freaking know. Do you have any evidence that he does not? He obviously lives close to the swamp.
And this is the first and only airboat that has ever come across his home. That's what you are suggesting. Aliens are more practical than story.
Houston's thinking, if I didn't live on the bayou, I might think that was a UFO.
I never said UFO. I never said UFO. That was you. That was a Sam original big surprise.
I thought I turned the light on. I don't know what to title this, but last night at around 11 p.m., I had gotten up to go to the bathroom. First thing I noticed was my bathroom was super dark. Pitch black. That's all capitalized.
I figured.
I found that weird because the hallway light was on and there's usually a lamp thing on in the bathroom, but the entire bathroom was pure darkness. I didn't really pay attention to it since I was half asleep, so I just reached to turn on the light. The lighting in the bathroom visibly changed. As he reached, is that we following? I read this already and was very confused.
I thought there was no light in the bathroom.
There's very minimal light. He wants it to be lighter. He reaches for the light switch.
Hold on. No, you said, and I quote, super dark, pitch black in all caps.
I found that weird because the holy light, blah, blah, blah. The entire bathroom was pure darkness. You're right. I didn't really pay attention to it since I was half asleep, so I just reached to turn the light on. So in reaching, he doesn't actually hit the light. The lighting in the bathroom visibly changed. Definitely got brighter, but it was still pretty dark. So my half-asleep butt reached for the bathroom light again. And that's literally the only light switch in the bathroom. Besides the LED on the mirror, which I know I didn't switch on the first time because it was pretty far away from where I was standing, blah, blah, blah. I was half-asleep, and it was honestly hard to convince myself to even get out of bed. So I reached for the light switch again because I ain't about to pee in the dark.
Okay.
And I swear on my right brain, my fingernails and my Harry Potter pillow, the mother flipping lights turned on.
Is this a sentence story from a question asker?
No.
Okay. My right brain?
This person never actually touches the light switch.
Okay.
Great. Is that the end of the story?
That's the end of the story.
Okay.
First comment says, get a good realtor.
Yeah, ooh. That's a good move. That's a great move. I would suggest that move.
Wait, but didn't the light switch on?
The light came on, yes. He didn't actually ever touch the light switch, though.
So why get a good realtor? Why is that a thing?
Move.
Why?
Kevin. Because your lights are turning on. Because you're...
Sam? Stop right there.
Oh.
Okay. You have house A, house B. House A is exactly the same as house B, except there's one difference. And that difference is that you can turn on the light without touching it. No, which house are you taking?
That the lights turn on without touching them.
Motion.
Oh, well, okay.
Also, that they're pitch black even when there is light to be had in the room.
What are you talking about?
So there was light like seeping in, but despite that, the room was pitch black. The light from the hallway or from the other room or whatever it was did not affect the light in the bathroom at all. It was pitch black like a wall. That's the supernaturalness of it.
That's freaking...
You're just going to say no?
Bull honky.
You're going to say no.
I'm not going to say no. I'm going to say bull honky.
That's no, it, with fancy bull honky in it.
That's true.
It's true.
Is it?
Then tell, what is it?
Why if you have say I bull been honky, using that word?
What does your bull honky mean?
It just means no.
It's a stern, a powerful no.
Okay, great. So we went in a circle. Awesome. No, that's cool. We've wasted our listeners' precious moments on this planet.
That is not. That's critical information. Great. There's like a casual. Nah. No.
People have limited time to live as humans on this planet, and they spent the last 3 minutes listening to that.
Houston, I'm gonna create a compilation. I'm gonna record myself.
Compilation.
Well, whatever it is, and I'm gonna go up to people, and. Somehow or another, I am going to prove that when you tell somebody bull honky, it has a much grander effect than if you were to tell them no.
But it still means no.
That's like saying freaking bad
it
means...
It doesn't matter.
That's like saying bad and terrible are the same thing. And that's just not how the English language works.
They're the same.
No, they're not.
Ultimately, they are the same.
Why are you arguing with Houston? I have just injected myself into this conversation. Why are you allowing him to feed on you? Because that's exactly what the vampire is doing.
I have to communicate with this guy on a regular basis, and I want him to communicate with me on a level that is higher than first grade.
He has upset you.
Bad means bad.
He's upset you, and
no,
he's
any
feeding
synonym.
On that frustration. He's feeding on it, Kevin.
I don't know where Kevin played the Uno reverse on that, because this started with him saying bull honky, and I mean, like, so you mean no? Like, you just say no, that's not what happened? And he said, no, that's not what I'm saying. And I said, but that's what bull honky means. You're like, no. And I said, no,
it has
means
a
no.
More
and he's
intense...
like, no, it means more than that. But it doesn't defeat the purpose, the point I originally made, that there was a wall of darkness in this bathroom. You said no. I said, why do you mean no? You used the word bull honky, but you said no. And now we're off that point. Why is it bull honky that there is a wall of darkness in this bathroom? Original point, we're back on track, go.
I don't think you asked me that.
I 100% asked you that. I'm 100,000% positive that is where
did,
this came
but
from.
I'll answer the question.
Oh, you're gonna listen to this and you are gonna be blown
all
away.
All you did was
friend.
Give me crap about saying bull honky.
What did you say bull honky in response to that I said?
That question. But you didn't say why is that bull honky, you just said no means bull honky.
Oh, that's
you
what I was.
No.
That's what I was referring to.
That's okay. What he meant.
Oh, okay.
But instead,
well,
he led you along a path of.
I led
anger.
Him.
It's bull honky.
He misunderstood me
because that simply is not how light works.
What are you? What world do you live in?
It's
Kevin?
Paranormal. That's the whole thing.
If I turn on that light right there,
yes,
and that room is dark, but the door is open. You can see in that room.
No, no, yeah, and he's saying that you can't.
Yes, and that's why he's paranormal on our comedy paranormal podcast.
Bing, 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 bing.
That's not how that goes, but I'm going to let it slide. Answer.
That's, okay, that's why I said bull honky. I said bull honky because that's not how light works. Now you tell me about the paranormal.
Enlighten I don't know.
Me.
I just did.
But you saying that that's not... I'm moving on.
It's not possible.
You're right. I agree. That means it's paranormal, which is what we talk about on this show. So I'm
you
asking.
You didn't ask me that.
What's
you
your
asked,
answer?
You asked, why is that bull honky, Kevin? And I said, because that is science.
And
now you're saying
on.
That I'm an idiot because I didn't immediately jump to paranormal activity.
On our paranormal
we can't
podcast.
Even, what I'm hearing is we have to take one, not a little bit,
Kevin,
not even
Kevin,
the majority, but all practicality.
It is now paranormal.
All things that could be possible, just remove that from the
no,
podcast.
Kevin,
it has to be something.
Wrong.
Your answer and wrong. Your answer and my answer, they have to be things that are actually impossible,
nope.
Thus to support the paranormal topic of this podcast. If it is at all possible, it's stupid. It does not belong here. It has no business being on paranormal Kevin, you have podcast.
Denied, you have denied that this person experienced what they experienced.
Yes.
Brought to the table is an unexplainable thing.
All we can do.
Darkness. These are the facts.
All we can do is take the question asker's word for it. That is the only thing we can do, and we have to work within that realm.
You're welcome to present science.
I will. I welcome. If there's a scientific explanation, please.
But if you're to use science to tell them that they are wrong, which I have done.
Yeah, am I the first guy? I'm the first one. I'm the first one on this podcast. This is the first time that we've experienced somebody saying... This kid didn't see what he actually saw. This is Houston, it.
Move on.
I'm sorry I introduced that idea.
Did either of you guys grow up pretty heavy on R.L. Stein, Goosebumps and the like?
I read one and it scared my pants off.
Really? Which one?
I do.
Tell me. Tell me the book.
I don't remember what it was called.
I read about 55 titles of the books, but never a book.
I read.
That's actually good for me to know for this.
I read the one where it's Halloween and their friends are actually pumpkin people, and then they make them go trick or treating with them, and then they trick or treat like forever.
Is that the mask? I want to say
no.
What,
the haunted mask? I think that's he's like, I need a costume, but it's Halloween and I don't have an answer. And the mom's like, here's a thing I found in the attic. It's a goblin mask. And he puts it on and becomes like monstrous or something. I don't remember. It's been a long time.
That one.
No.
They go trick-or-treating
forever? Like literally?
It might be, but it's just like an unlimited street that goes on forever. And their friends who are pumpkin heads won't let them stop.
How do they enforce that?
With
magic
strength.
And goosebumps.
They literally like grab them and...
I don't remember, honestly.
That sounds familiar, though.
And wait, why did that scare you?
Kevin, it was horrifying. I was so easily scared.
Sam was afraid to go trick-or-treating.
I was so easily scared.
He was afraid to go trick-or-treating that you're in fear that he may not ever come back.
You gotta remember, you're talking to the guy who had to be taken out of Scooby-Doo, the live-action film.
That is the guy.
You gotta remember.
I couldn't finish
that. That wasn't a joke.
And Disney's The Haunted Mansion.
That's right.
You get a little more justifiable.
I had the cojones to turn to my friend's mom and say, I think it's past my bedtime. In the middle of the scary movie.
I know it was clearly too scary for Sam. That story will never get old for me.
No, it's great.
It makes me cringe still.
I was just a kid. Like, I bet she loves that in hindsight.
Oh, Sam.
The only thing from Goosebumps that scared me was the theme song from the TV show. Do you remember that?
It's not that scary.
It scared me as a wee lad. It was just creepy. I remember being like, I don't like this. I wish I could skip this and then get right to the haunts and horrors that R.L. Stein has waiting for me.
I suppose.
I have written two plot synopses. Plot synopses?
Let's just roll with that.
I've written two of them of my own, and I have mixed them in betwixt two actual Goosebumps books. I was going to say the titles because I made up some titles too.
Whoa.
I'm
trying to wrap my brain around what you just said.
I wrote a plot summary. As like, you know, when you grab a new book off the shelf, you look at the first page and it's like, this is like what happens in this book. Do you
like
want to read
like
it?
Like the back of the book.
Sometimes it's at the front, sometimes at the back, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So I've written two of my own and mixed them between...
You've mixed them?
Well, like, so I'm gonna read off two plot synopses.
And each one of them individually is mixed with an individual R.L. Stein Goosebumps
book. So I'm going to read one real R.L. Stein one, and I'm going to read one Houston Tanner original.
J.H. Tanner.
And I would like you two to figure out which is which. I was going to read the titles, but I know that you have... I'm glad I asked that, because I know you have a kind of a brain like mine with like weird random trivia just being locked away for all time.
Yeah, no, if you read a Goosebumps title, I'll know what it is.
So I'm not going to read the title. Michael and his cousin Stephanie love roller coasters, so imagine their excitement when they win a contest for free tickets to the city's new amusement park. But things start to seem a little strange when an odd man hand-delivers them tickets to their front door. Things only take a more frightening turn from there as they encounter monstrous bumper cars, sudden drops of doom, and a dark, nefarious figure waiting in the tunnel of love. So that was the first one.
A dark and nefarious. That might be love itself.
Yeah, just embodied. No, personified. It could be. Greg thinks there's something wrong with the old camera he and his friends found. The photographs keep turning out wrong. Very wrong. Like the snapshot Greg took of his father's new car that shows it totaled. But then Greg's father is in a nasty wreck. But Greg's friends don't believe him. Sherry even makes Greg bring the camera to her birthday party and take her picture. Only Sherry's not in the photograph when it develops. Is Sherry about to be taken out of the picture permanently? Who is going to take the next fall for the evil camera?
That's the real one.
You think so?
I am 99% sure. I'm pretty sure I know that of that story.
Okay. Kevin, place your bet.
I was going to say the opposite before I heard Sam say what he just said.
Okay.
So I was, but now I'm not so sure.
I know there's a camera one. Say cheese and
say
die.
Say cheese and die again. There's several.
Yeah.
But yeah, had I not heard Sam say that, I would have said that that was...
It's either close to Houston's. One that's real, or I don't know. I think that one's the R.L. Stein version.
Final answer?
Yep.
Camera?
What, for R.L. Stein? I was going to say the roller coaster was R.L. Stein.
The camera was all R.L. Stein. Say cheese and die. The
yep.
Roller coaster was a product of my own creation. Two tickets to nowhere. I didn't go up with a good title for that one. Felix Miller has always been fascinated by insects. Worms, beetles, bugs. He loves them all. As the science fair comes to around the corner, his biology teacher, Mr. Garcia, offers to help him with a special project that will be sure to blow the judges away. While hard at work, Felix starts to feel dizzy, only to wake up moments later inside his own project, with Mr. Garcia nowhere in sight. Will he be able to tame his creepy crawly friends, or is he just next on the menu? Samantha Bird is a klutz, an accident waiting to happen. She's a laughingstock of the girls' basketball team, and that mean, rotten Judith Bellwood is making her life miserable on and off the court. But everything's about to change. Sam's met someone who can grant her three wishes, for real. Too bad Sam wasn't careful what she wished for, because her wishes are coming true, and they're turning her life into a living nightmare.
That's pretty good.
That's... Ooh. I think yours is the second one.
Okay.
What was the...
R.L. Stein's is the...
What was the plot of the first one?
It's the buggy
the
one.
Bug one.
Ooh. I think yours is the bug one.
Okay. Locked in?
Locked and loaded.
Did we get opposite? Did we opposite again?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, yours is the bug one.
Two for two, Sammy. The bug one was mine. Ultimate terrarium. As opposed to make a wish from R.L. Stein.
Oh. I just remembered that there was a bug one that I can't...
Yeah, I kind of stole. I took some inspiration from when he turns into a bee.
No, that wasn't it.
You don't know, that one scared the crap out of me as a kid.
It was like, I just remember like a giant beetle in one of them or something like that.
Those are my...
Was that like a park or...
Those are my R.L. Stein book pitches,
though. Saw it in the moonlight.
I'm actually kind of shocked. Sam freaking didn't skip a beat. I thought I'd get both of you for sure. So I think I've spent too much time with Sam over the past 4 years of every second.
That could be.
That could be a reason for that.
The one that I had read is called Attack of the Jack-o'-Lanterns.
Mm.
And they are...
Did they really attack, though? That's my question. That's what I'm so confused about.
Tabby and Lee were spending time with their cousins, blah, blah, blah. So it's two kids and then two other kids that they befriend or their cousins or whatever, blah, blah, blah. They go... Convince them to go trick-or-treating with them. The hours drag on. They're dressed... Their friends are dressed as, like, pumpkin heads.
Mm-hmm,
like
mm-hmm.
A black cloak with a pumpkin on their head.
Good costume into it.
The hours drag on. Children's bags become full. Two pumpkin heads force the kids to eat the candy they already have to make room in their bags.
How do you really force a kid to eat candy? Or are they like, you better eat your candy, and they're like, oh, you're going to twist my arm.
They eat it all at first, and then they do it again.
Mm.
The pumpkin heads get impatient and order them to eat faster, blah, blah, blah. Tavi accidentally smears chocolate on her hair.
What kind of wild animal is she eating chocolate like that?
This is horrifying.
Wait.
I got an entire Snickers bar in my pants.
The pumpkin heads continue to demand they eat every piece so they make room in their bags. They lead to a street inhabited with pumpkin heads. So all of the people that they're trick-or-treating from have pumpkin heads themselves. Soon they're surrounded by pumpkin heads.
Dumb freaking kid.
They tell the children they shall become pumpkin heads themselves. When they put pumpkins over their heads, and they run away.
Oh, so this is a cult. This is a church of children pumpkins.
A religious sect.
Putting the hard C on sect makes it, or the hard T, it just makes me squirm. Something about that word. Not into that.
So they put the heads on them, and then the two cousins run away. At this point, the two pumpkin heads reveal that they are Shane and Shauna, so the cousins, and it was merely a prank.
Mm.
Got him.
What?
It turns out that Shane and Shauna are actually aliens.
What?
With the strange abilities to disguise themselves as any person and mimic their voices, and the other pumpkin heads in the neighborhood were their brothers and sisters. As they arrive at the driveway of the Drew's house, Drew asks Shane and Shauna what do they eat, for she never saw them eat, to tell her that their people eat human flesh, but she shouldn't worry. She's not an adult yet, nor is she plump enough.
Oh, gosh.
That's it.
You're quite literally not thick enough, my dear. You can't.
That was a little more wild than I remembered it being.
That's crazy.
Because you didn't finish the book.
I may not have.
The kids started trick-or-treating, so I was like, oh, I'm out. This is too much for me.
They probably got spooked by a neighbor.
Nobody's putting a pumpkin head on me. Nope.
I've read some horror as an adult because I've heard that it can really F you up, and I wanted to try it. And I definitely
read some horror.
There's like horror novels. And there was one book I read that I stopped reading at night. I wouldn't read it at night.
Really?
Yeah, which kind of shocked me because horror movies don't really get me that
bad. Was it like a Stephen King one?
No, which I should try. It was called The Devil Aspect. It was really, really good. Really good. I really enjoyed it. So I'll give people my recommendation for that. But it was... it gets a little demony, and I felt a little like... Just felt a little uncomfortable at night. I was like, I don't want to read this too late because it was good enough that I was like absorbed and like reading all night. But it was fantastic. It was a good book.
Huh.
I'm glad you read that because when I was doing my little game here, I thought I'm like, I want to go deeper, but I'm afraid like if I try to like write like the plot synopsis, like the whole thing start to end, like I might not be able to. I don't remember them ending that wild. Was my memory with R.L. Stein.
Wild.
But after that, that's probably what I'll do next time. It'll probably make it a lot harder if I...
Just a prank and they were aliens and they eat people.
She wasn't fat enough.
Now that the bar has been set by that, I can write whatever the frick I want and I bet I can trick you both.
Do you know what time it is, Sam?
It's time for the Bizarre Bazaar.
Welcome to Kick the Cool Podcast. I'm your big little brother, Tone.
And I'm your little brother, Wopsle.
And I'm your big sister, Shishi.
And this is the podcast where we give you the reviews you didn't know you needed and cover the topics that really matter to you and your family.
We review things like spelling. So, Shishi, what do you rate spelling?
I give it 4 out of 5 spell checks. Tone, what do you rate Frank Sinatra?
Oh, I rate Frank Sinatra 7 out of 3 out of 75 croons. You know, because he's a crooner. And Wopsle, what do you rate tacos?
I gotta rate tacos 1 all-nighter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So join us every Monday at kick.cool.
On our YouTube channel.
Or wherever you usually get your podcasts.
See you in the next episode.
Bye.
So that was it.
Welcome back.
The
what did you get? What did you find? What did you precare?
Procure.
Procure. Bazaar. What kind of wares did you find?
At the Bazaar Bazaar.
I think I wrote that. I wrote Bazaar Bazaar on something once, and I can't remember what it was.
I That's also bizarre. Like it because it sounds like alien talk.
Bazaar Bazaar.
Bazaar Bazaar.
Well, never again. That's it. Who did someone suggest that on the Discord?
No, I thought
Sam you thought that up. I literally Sam wrote that down. I wonder if it was for like, because I know we talked about doing D&D potentially, and I may have written that down as like a piece of the campaign. I don't remember.
Can
wait and really, really fast. I'm sorry. I want to give a quick shout out while we're at this halfway point to Probs. Okay. Probs has been lighting up the Discord with. I didn't realize we were giving off such great meme potential. She's been.
We're not Houston. She's just that good.
That's what I mean. Well, yeah, fair. That's fair. They're fire. I went through and read every meme that she put down there, and I was like, she's transcended. She is not a meme lord. She's a meme god.
Sam has left the chat.
She did it. I will say that Probs has told me in my streams that she. I won't say. Well, actually, I don't know if I should say this.
Then don't.
I won't. But Probs has a history with memes. I'll just say that. She'll know what I mean. But
she'll know what you mean.
I
almost said the same thing, Kevin, but I refrained because it was terrible.
It wasn't that bad. It was harmless.
To all you guys out there who are like, I want some Phantasma memes. I want some funny action. We've all been yucking it up and chatting in the Discord. So if you've been slacking on that, come hang out because it's actually been really, really fun. It's been cool.
No, we have. You have not.
I haven't. I'm pretty new to it. I kept forgetting to like jump in, but now that I have the habit, I'm like, there.
Let's start a Discord.
TR.
I didn't say that. And then we that did, was someone
and then,
else.
And then he was MIA.
AFK.
Ooh, that's better.
Yeah. MIA. Missing in action. Couldn't tell what it was.
Can an entity come inside my house all of a sudden?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And?
Oh.
Why?
We need to stop jumping the gun so early. This is a consistent theme on the show, and I bet it drives people nuts. No. First to argue about something that doesn't matter,
whoa.
Because of the next information.
I'm about to argue that.
I've never argued about something that didn't matter.
Well, then, until we learn more information that makes it not matter. Okay.
I've moved to my home in September 2020, and I've never experienced anything strange. I've always felt a very good vibe inside my new home. Then a month ago, I woke up at night around 4 a.m.
The witching hour, I think.
Night
1 to 3,
around
like
4 a.m.
Why is that funny?
That's nothing.
It's redundant. Come on.
Well, no, they're saying it was
that
nighttime,
is funny.
And just so you know,
I thought
4
it was broad daylight at
we
4 a.m.
We were at the cusp of dawn, Kevin. The light is around the corner. I mean, I can survive the night. We know now there's stakes. You idiot.
Then I went to the bathroom, and when I came back to my room, I felt like there was something wrong in it. Something that shouldn't have been there. I ignored and I went back to sleep. After that day, strange things started happening. I found objects thrown on the ground, opened windows, and I always feel the weird vibe I've never felt before. Is it possible for an entity to come inside my house like this? And why would that happen?
Just to soil your nice calm atmosphere. I feel like that is just an open door. It's like, hey, an invitation. This is a nice, healthy, good place.
The reason
But if they bring the opposite of that, they wouldn't be looking. Well, I guess they would be looking to spoil it potentially.
It's a vacant space.
Mm. The reason I chose this story to read, basic as it may be, I just couldn't believe that somebody would ask if an entity can just come into my house. I feel like that's just...
It's kind of a valid question,
though. That's Entity 101.
Because
I'm coming in.
To a degree, right? Because a lot of the time, what people do, like in movies and stuff, like they do something that brings the entity to them, right? Like the entity doesn't care about your nice suburban home. They just... They care about the incantation you gave to Satan.
How come... I feel like letting... I mean, I know what you're saying, and I've seen the movies, But why is it that an entity is so easy to bring in, but seemingly impossible to remove?
I think it's the sleeping bear thing. Don't poke a sleeping bear. Demons will not come to your house unless you do something that invites demons into your house. You have poked a sleeping bear.
Well, then you've just answered no to this question.
Oh my gosh.
I think that it's...
He's right.
It's, there are a lot of things that are easy
my
to...
My fancy words.
There are a lot of boxes that are easy to open, but not very easy to close back up. How, to fit everything back in
how
and
many,
close it again.
Dude, guess what?
Sometimes
guess,
when you open something yeah. up, you can't, I just thought you can't
of,
put it back.
I just thought of the greatest con in the whole... Actually, no. It's not a con.
Oh, you're going to be telling the truth?
Pretend, yeah, this is,
just wipe it from my memory.
This is
then
this
I'll fall
is
for
a
it.
Truthful, wait, very clean way to earn money.
Okay,
what we're gonna do is we are going to discover
what, start a podcast.
No, yeah,
and talk about paranormal.
Get a Patreon.
We've already money. Done that.
A very good way to make $13.
Okay, we're going to through extensive research discover
good money
the things that you can do to let an entity inside of your house, because chances are there's a billion things and people are just unaware.
Who
so
would,
we
who would pay for that?
Are not going to make them up, but we're going to find them legit and then make a book and sell it.
You've got what's his bucket from TLC showing up to star in Most Dangerous Jobs in America.
Who is what's his bucket?
I don't know his name. Bear Grylls? That's not right. He does survival. But
Mike Rowe.
Mike Rowe with the Most Dangerous Jobs you can have. That's a show he does.
The Dirtiest Jobs.
No, he does a dangerous. There's does a dangerous he? One too. I don't know if it's the same guy.
I've seen Dirty Jobs. I've never seen Dangerous Jobs. Yeah, but I've heard of the show.
I saw a trailer where he was on a crab fishing boat.
Yes.
I was like,
that's number one on the list of Most Dangerous Jobs.
Mm-hmm. And then some like operating stuff. But we might make the list.
Because you get pinched?
Because you get pinched by crabs, yeah.
The crabs.
They're bigger than you think, dude. You gotta wrestle them crabs.
They pinch you to pieces, bro.
Oh man.
That's so funny. That is good. But we would definitely make that list if we were doing this job. It's not worth the money. It's not worth the money. To invite demons into my home to make money, no thank you. That's so many extra steps, because you could probably invite a demon into your house and be like, you can live here if you make me money, and then he does that, but then you're also cursed.
Ooh,
and you also do that.
I like what Houston's doing. I like how Houston's protecting the business. Yeah, don't do this. Very, very dangerous job, only meant for the most expertise people in that field, namely us. So we're going to try, but
and
yeah,
if we make millions, just know we're in mortal danger and leave us alone.
Definitely don't do this.
Well, we're making plenty of money doing what we're doing. I mean, we've been doing this 2 years. What's $13 divided by three?
Three? Oh.
Yeah. Like 4.3?
That's a Wendy's
yeah.
trip
I mean, 4.
For me.
4.3.
Yeah. So
I trade all these hours.
$2.15 a year.
What's your point?
I mean, we're already rolling. We don't need to do that.
Okay, well, I'll freaking do it then, you chickens. Chickens!
Please do it.
I'm not. How do I deal with it? This might not fall under the right subreddit. We're getting this from Reddit. But feel free to redirect me to ones that are more fitting my problem. I am terrified of the unknown and its manifestations, yet I'm curious. Are there ways to not endanger myself through my journey? Or will it unlock Pandora's box? I can't deny the coexistence and the crossroads, but I want to know what's around me.
That's it?
That's it.
I don't know how to freaking... The unknown? What is the unknown?
It sounds like you have got your... You know exactly what the unknown is, Kevin.
That's exactly what I'm telling you, is that I don't know.
Exactly.
So what if you if I do know, Sam, then it ceases to become the unknown. So I can't help. It's literally impossible to help this person.
I am terrified of the unknown and its manifestations, yet I'm curious.
Oh, I'm very familiar with the unknown. Let me tell you about it. Well, now it's not the unknown, is it? because ways, I freaking know what it is.
Are there ways to not endanger myself through my journey, or will it unlock Pandora's box?
That's the whole point of the word unknown.
Are we familiar with Pandora's box?
Mm-hmm. Very. It's Greek mythology.
It's just like an idiom for a lot of bad things.
Yes, I knew that, but I didn't know the origin. I thought that's what we were talking about.
I can't deny the coexistence in the crossroads, but I want to know what's around me. So, is there any way for him to explore this? Danger-free.
Danger-free? No. You have to accept that there's going to be some level of danger involved in this business venture.
There are three comments. Go, Kevin. I'll return to this.
The answer is
nobody knows because it's the unknown.
Kevin, we know.
See, there's unknown to him.
Then that's Kevin, freaking...
And then there's unknown to us.
But guess what, Sam? Even if that is the case, I still can't help you because I don't know what it is that you don't know.
He doesn't know coexistence and crossroads, but he wants to know.
He wants to know about the things... He wants to know about the ghosts and spirits and specters around him. Who would know how I know about that?
Doesn't sound like unknown to me.
First comment. Be careful what you ask for. I understand you being curious, but be aware that once you open the doorway to another plane of existence, you have no control over what comes through it. And you may not have the power to get those visitors back to their side of the doorway. You also may not be able to open or be able to close that doorway once you've opened it.
That's good advice.
Do some reading online about the things you're curious about before you decide to delve deeper into it.
That's good advice.
Solid advice.
No.
The next comment is a little bit longer. It's okay. I couldn't agree with more with the person that said that other stuff. Everything was said is correctly. Nope. Are wanting to know about the paranormal like it was said, read up on it and you... read up on it and you can go online and find paranormal excursions.
That was a typo. That was a Sammo.
That you can sign up for and take a tour through haunted houses or places. Like Phantasmagoria, but if I were you, I would take the advice of the poster, the person that commented about it before, and stay away from it because if you do something, because if you do something and don't understand what you did, you could open a doorway that won't be able to close or once. This is too much. He goes on forever. And P.S. This is my favorite part. P.S. No matter what you do or what anyone says to you about it, never ever use a Ouija board. Stay away as far as you can. It's not fun in games when you mess with one of those.
It was made by freaking Hasbro.
I almost wish it had ended on like, it's not fun, like period, period, period.
The last one. This one's very short. It seems that the chance of suffering a ghost-related injury is pretty slim. That's easy for you to say, just for woo. Learning a banishing ritual and keep us updated on any results.
That doesn't help him know about the unknown. It helps him get rid of the unknown.
No, that helps him in case he needs it. It's like you prepare yourself just in case you need to banish it. Yeah,
that's fair.
Because you're opening these boxes for Pandora and you're going to be
If she doesn't want you doing that.
You're going to be banishing ghosts
Pandora
and spirits.
Pandora has a lot of boxes. Popping them open.
This is the best part of this comment's not over. A poltergeist once told somebody in a thread on r/paranormal, there's nothing to be afraid of since you're the most dangerous entity in the house. Smiley face.
Humans are?
Oh, barf.
We are powerful.
Okay. I need you guys to help me understand what the unknown is, because clearly... everybody has a great idea of what that is, except for me.
I think you're going too broad, but you got to just tighten it up. Like, general paranormal things that I can't see. If there's a guy... The last question, your question,
is it
that was an unknown. That bad feeling was...
Is it the invisible, or is it the unknown?
The unknown.
Science is the known world. Things that are parascience?
That's no.
Nope.
How about paranormal?
Things that are normal are known. Things that are paranormal are unknown.
Things that are
That's the actual definition of paranormal. I looked it up the other day.
That do not...
When science can't explain something, it is now paranormal.
Okay.
So that...
unknown.
Things that...
Science can't explain.
That are speculated that exist, or things that happen, or things that are occurring, or... that science cannot.
He has
back.
A feeling.
Science can't explain why ducks' quacks don't echo.
They can't?
I believe that that is a fact.
I need to look into that. Put a pin in it, because if it's paranormal, we're talking about it next episode opening. I had a thought.
But is that a dangerous field of study? Is that?
I don't think it means dangerous.
No.
Who said dangerous?
This person has just implied that the unknown equals dangerous.
I think a lot of the time it can, but maybe not.
I think all we the don't time. Freaking know.
Yeah.
We fear, Kevin, we fear the unknown. That's what fear is.
Okay.
So he's afraid that maybe there are some things that may be dangerous to him, that may harm him mentally, spiritually, physically.
So that's what and that is where my problem is because then these people come forward and say, you don't know what to be afraid of, but I do.
Well, he's posting.
And at that moment, it ceases to become the unknown.
This is dumb. He's clearly posting in a paranormal thing, and he's saying, I suspect that there's unknown around me. I'd like to detect it and know more. Do you know about that?
It ceases to be the unknown, but to him it is the unknown. Is there any danger in me exploring this unknown?
He wants to make it known.
No longer the unknown.
He wants to make it known.
I would be pumped to explore the unknown myself, but would I be pumped to freaking explore ghosts and stuff? No, I wouldn't. I don't care about ghosts, but I do care if there are things that are unknown to the human mind that I can explore somehow.
See what he says.
I am dividing the two.
Then
I would disagree. I would
have to look at the
unknown
sub he posted in.
I would not.
I can't deny the coexistence.
What did he say? What did he freaking say? Very first, Houston.
I can't deny the coexistence and the crossroads, but I want to know what's around me.
What did he, Sam? Tell me what he said about the subreddit. Very first and foremost.
This might not fall under the right subreddit.
Oh well, it doesn't.
Oops. Oops, 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 oops.
It does.
My bad. What's the subreddit?
Not to me.
Paranormal encounters.
I would disagree. You just...
With who?
What you just... With him! You said that the fact that he posted in paranormal, in r/paranormal, means that it's paranormal.
It implies.
Even though he
it
literally said
implies.
Himself.
There's a strong implication.
Strong
though,
implication.
But he doubted it himself. He was like, I think this may be the wrong
fair.
Subreddit.
That's fair.
Because subreddits have weird rules.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You could say that posting anywhere.
This is more of a Reddit problem than a word problem.
Okay. I'll buy that,
I guess.
I
did have a thought during the comment where he said, take a tour of a haunted house. Do actual haunted houses offer tours? Because if they do...
That's what haunted houses do, dude.
But like, not like spooky time Halloween haunted houses. Like, real, like people, like lots of consistent hauntings. People are afraid of this place. Do you think someone shows up and is like, well, let me set up shop? Because if that's the case, that's what Kevin said in the last question. Someone has already done this business venture. Let me haunt myself so that I can know what happens and tell everybody. Which further asks the question, is a haunted house a zoo? For ghosts?
See, and that's
is
what
Dracula
I'm saying.
Dracula in an exhibit?
Because
when he's stuck in a haunted house?
At this point, those people that commented and answered, their title is, from what they've said, an expert on the unknown. And that title seems impossible to me. That seems like an oxymoron.
To the general public's unknown, I would assume. I would think. What is a good way for me to start magic? You know, like beginner spells and understanding it and everything.
Pretty
self-explanatory.
Get yourself.
I'm looking to get into magic and was looking for help for starting out. Anyone?
Get yourself a deck of cards.
Is this from the internet or is this your?
Yeah, it's from the internet. This is from the wild web.
Easy cop out.
Houston's been binging Penn and Teller.
If I needed to know how to get into magic, I wouldn't ask you two schmucks here in your bedroom.
Ow.
That was a knife.
You tried to knife me, and I knifed you back, sir.
Fair.
Houston fair gets into point. The paranormal business with his two friends, and then 2 years in, decides that he
I'm
is
too
going
good for this.
He's going to question our authority.
You almost had to bleep me out right there. You know what? Put in a bleep. Put in a bleep right there. Let him think about it.
So
suggestions
again. We're talking about the general public. So magic is not what I think that it there are two very different magics.
Okay, this is
that
not,
we can take this.
I can tell you from this sub, it is not the card game.
Not the card game.
I don't want opinions on your reds and your blues, Kevin.
I'm not talking
about the card game.
I'm talking I'm talking about the card tricks.
This is not the card tricks also.
Okay, well,
I can assure you.
Yeah, so freaking
How about you not jump to conclusions? Is he an aspiring magician or an aspiring wizard?
No context.
There you go.
I will say
that's
this sub is chocked full of people taking magic, real magic, not your fancy little magician act, quite seriously.
It is real magic. And a good magician never reveals his secrets, so don't ask me to prove it.
Smile on those children's is all the magic I need.
On all the children's. That's not a word.
That's the answer.
They can't plural like that. No, it can. You can.
Can you read the question again?
What spells? Is a good way to start magic, like the beginner spells and understanding it and everything? Question mark. Pretty self-explanatory. I'm looking to get into magic and was looking for help starting out. Suggestions?
Talk to a skinwalker.
Okay. It's a pretty specific branch of magi, but elaborate.
They do magic.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they shapeshift. I would say that's a form of magic. But this guy doesn't. He doesn't want to shapeshift. He wants beginner spells. There's no way that's
always
a
beginner spell. A price to pay.
What?
That's
for magic.
What's a beginner spell?
Big
is that
deal.
Is shapeshifting a beginner spell?
Yeah, see what
I don't know what he's saying. I'm just
saying
if you want to go down this road, there will be a price to pay. Talk to a demon.
What he's saying
sell your soul.
That you're asking, you're telling him to ask a surgeon how to be an anesthesiologist.
Yes, Kevin's right.
I'm the surgeon.
Kevin's 100% right on that.
No, you're just assuming this.
Yes, you're the surgeon. You have asked an anesthesiologist how to do surgery. Perform. Perform the surgery.
You're just assuming that because skinwalkers do like this
type of magic,
trifecta of magic, that he is just a magician in general.
Kevin, this is what I'm... No, magician...
You want beginner
what
spells?
I'm doing is pointing
he'll know.
A magician can shapeshift... A skinwalker cannot do magic tricks.
I don't know the
square
answer to this
rectangle.
Question. So I'm sending him to somebody who is going to be able to point him in a better direction than I will.
Well, he came to us.
Well, how many skinwalkers have you met?
None.
Can you validate that?
No. Just based on stories. How many actual
Sam,
wizards?
That's why the world's
how
burning.
Many actual wizards have I met? None.
One. I've been talking to this guy.
Zero. Which means that my skinwalker thing.
Well, actually, okay. He's not a wizard yet.
We've got Starfish.
He's not a wizard yet.
Wizard
he still wants
aspiring wizard and wizard are two completely different things.
They are. I'm an aspiring wizard. I used to Tanner. I'm an aspiring wizard. I might never act on it, but I would love that. I would love to be that. We've got a comment from Mauduran. And he says, meditate till your brain bleeds. Read till your eyes bleed. Take notes till your hands bleed. I have single-minded resolve and determination to become better than you were 5 seconds before. Basically, meditate using basic meditations that focus on 1, strengthening your chakras. 2, balance between the 5 elements. 3, increasing your frequency. 4, understanding yourself, the universe, and your place in it. 5, basic meditation while moving your energy. Meditate every single day without pause and always focus on improving. Think of meditation as the body conditioning one does as the foundation to their swordsmanship and the sword as the magic you're trying to do.
Can I tell you a little secret? It took him well over 5 seconds to write that comment, which means that he isn't following his own instructions.
Can I tell you this?
You think he's meditating and improving while he's writing that?
Exactly.
Can I tell you this?
Full of it.
This was an unhelpful comment, and I will tell you why. Because doing push-ups in order to be a better swordsman will never make you a better swordsman if you never have a sword.
Okay.
This guy says, how do I cut things with a sword? And the guy's like, get bigger muscles. And the guy's like, that doesn't give me a beginner level spell.
Make sure your sword is sharp.
I asked for a beginner level spell and you told me to do push-ups.
Maybe that's how you unlock the magic. Like, he's been trying to do the first level spells and they're not working. So he's like, meditate. Meditate every single day.
What does he say in the question? He's like, give me a small level spell so that I can do it.
What is a good way to start? Yeah, it sounds like he hasn't started. It sounds like this kid hasn't even started. He literally thought, I wonder if there's a subreddit for magic. Looked it up and was like, yo, how do I, I've been reading some posts. How do I do herb spells?
While this fire comment spells? Might help in the long run to like condition yourself for this, it doesn't answer the question.
Yeah, he kind of, this is an answer to like the question that follows
right.
that question.
Okay, now I have magic.
He's like, all right, I've got my beginner spells. How do I use them effectively?
Right. How do I become a master wizard?
Right.
And he's like,
if you go to that sub and ask how do I be a master wizard, you'll get banned immediately. I know, I can't go back. It won't work. If magic was real,
make an alternate account, buddy.
If magic and get back and ask again. Keep asking. It's a commitment thing. I need to show how much I want it, and then I get the secrets. I think if magic was real, we would have found out a long freaking time ago, because the secret would spread. And humans, selfish, dumb humans, would use it for the dumbest crap. The dumbest crap.
That's why we come back to what I first said, my first sentence. It comes at a price. The price is too high.
Yeah. Yeah.
The price is too high.
I think we'd get... I think if magic was like discovered by humans, there'd just be this sudden boom of like marijuana plant growth and busts by cops across the United States, and it'd be like, okay,
dude,
how the freak is it getting here?
I just
and they'd be like, we're growing it with magic.
I didn't even realize it, but I just found out, like, reading something like yesterday, that's what freaking alchemists did. That's why alchemists became a thing.
Yeah,
because they were like, instead of finding gold, why don't we just
make
gold?
Yeah.
I had no idea. Yeah. I thought they were just like, yo, let's just frick around with the laws of nature. But yeah. No, they actually had like a thing in mind.
Well, the idea was
that
like
makes a lot more sense to me.
The big crowning achievement of every alchemist was the Philosopher's Stone, which isn't a lot of media, but that's like a real thing people strived to make. Some kind of substance that could turn any substance into gold.
Well, it's not
that sounds that like crazy Midas's too. Stone.
Like if you imagine, like, think about what they were doing back then.
You didn't have a stone.
Like they do.
Well, yeah, but it just sounded like
them doing science back then. Like, you think about them doing science back then.
Yeah, it seemed like magic. Probably
it would be like, holy crap, this is the craziest thing. Can you make that into gold? And he was probably like, yeah,
maybe.
So is
I can.
So is alchemy actually alchemy and not just science?
His assistant walked in. He's like, whoa. You turned iron into putty. Can you turn wood into gold? And he was like,
"If you fund me, if you fund me, for
maybe
the next,
I don't know.
You fund
maybe
you fund me for the next 60 years. I'll put my brain and soul into it, man.
I'll make my brain bleed."
Well, the idea the idea was that Nicholas Flamel, the legend, because I don't think they found where he was buried. And he was like this amazing, I think he came up with Philosopher's Stone. He was an amazing alchemist. And he came up with another theory that like it would also give you eternal life. You could use the Philosopher's Stone to alchemize your body to live forever. It was the elixir of life is another name for it. And they never found his body. So
he's out there.
They think that's why it's like a big thing in media. That's why he's in Harry Potter and still alive.
And stuff.
Do you think if Nicholas Flamel is real and he reads Harry Potter, he just like is like, oh, it's me.
Flattered.
I think I'd be mad. Like, I was like kind of a key character of this first book to a degree. Like, I was a key subject, and then they never talked or used me ever again.
Well, you can't freaking wow, man.
What do you mean wow? Why maybe wow me?
You should
wow.
You should be grateful.
You should write a book about him.
There's already tons of books about him.
See if you can get him to contact you.
Like an interview. Ooh. Why don't we just get him on the podcast?
Maybe you say some like mean things about his mom or something.
Okay.
And get him to lash out at you in anger.
I would not do that.
I Yeah, probably don't upset.
That's too far.
If he made the elixir of life, I'm willing to bet after all this time he's made the anti-elixir of life.
You can insult him, but don't insult
him. Maybe just a gun, and he'll shoot me in the face.
I was going to say like a sword, but yeah.
I've been devoting my life to finding a rock that could kill people with a single touch, but this metal stick that shoots bullets also works very well.
Better, actually.
That's what I think about in Harry Potter all the time. Like I wish... I think it's dumb. They should have...
Avada.
They really should have, like... I know they make jokes that's kind of, like, low-hanging fruit for comedy, but, like, they make jokes about that all the time, but they should have given some kind of reason, like, oh, yeah, we have magic in us, so, like, bullets don't, like, affect. Like, that
there's
kind of a
YouTube
thing.
YouTube videos called Harry Potter, but with guns.
Yeah.
Have you seen those?
Yeah, it's really funny. There's edits. Visual edits. Funny. When they all point their wands to do something, it's just guns, and they're all fire.
What the heck?
It's really good.
That's... We're done.
That's it. That's the whole podcast.
Except our plugins.
No.
Oh.
MaguriCast@gmail.com.
Maybe.
Send me your stories, please.
PhantasmaCast, Instagram, and TikTok. Go share those clips.
Jump on the Discord.
The Discord's so fun. Like, I'm serious, guys. Like, the amount of conversation we've had and how fun it's been makes me want every single person who listens to get in there. And it's free, so just message us, and
let's play
we'll get you in there.
Games.
Email us at MaguriCast@gmail.com and be like...
Get Sea of Thieves... And let's squat up. I'm down for that.
Yeah, the whole thing. We'll stream, we'll do, I think we said this already on one ending, but we want to do like Jackbox stuff with you guys. We want to like hang out and like meet you guys. And we have been doing that with the people who are already there. So like literally, if you've never emailed about a story or anything, still email MaguriCast and be like, send me the link. Let me in, because we can't make it public for a long time.
Forever.
And life is only going to be as spooky as you make it.